You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia, what is going on?
Nothing much, Anna. How are you?
I'm all right. I know that you've got this. Can I even talk about it? Am I allowed to talk about it? Is it weird?
Oh, well, you can call it a procedure.
Okay. You're having a procedure later this morning, and I know that you can't eat. And I know that Raven gets upset when you can't eat because then you're upset, which makes him more upset, and then he feels like he can't eat anything either.
Oh, well, he can't eat in front of me. He needs to eat, like, in the garage or the basement because I can't eat for, like, 36 hours, and it's awful. So I'm hangry on a regular basis if I don't get to food quick enough. Like, this is straight torture.
It's true. You would think that she's got, like, low blood sugar or something like that. No, she just gets crazy, like, demonized. You know, with this procedure that she's getting done, I don't want to reveal too much, but it's a camera up the rear. Right. So because of that.
No, wow. We can't say that. That's not nice.
Well,
no,
I'm just saying. So because of that, you know, they don't want her eating. So it's like broth for like 2 days. She told me yesterday, Anna, that she not only is not going to cook anything or prepare anything for us to eat today because she can't, but she said not to bring anything near the house that smells like something.
We should order pizza before you leave.
So there's no, because then I come in smelling like pizza.
She I almost swore at you on air.
She said, no, don't bring anything here that smells like anything and don't come in here smelling like anything.
What the weird thing is that, like, normally, if you think about it, there's some days where you're so busy, right? I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I'll go like the whole day not eating anything and I'll be like, oh my gosh, like I didn't eat anything today. But when the doctor tells you you have to fast from midnight to whatever time you have to go to the procedure or you have to go to your appointment or whatever it is,
camera and the woohoo,
every time your doctor says that, it's like all of a sudden it becomes like it weighs on you like you've never eaten before in your life, you know,
and never gonna eat again.
Right,
but the restrictions like leading up to it too, I haven't been able to have a piece of fruit or a vegetable all week. Like, you can't have seeds, can't have nuts, can't have anything with skin, you can't have any fruit with a membrane. Like, come on.
I didn't know fruit had membranes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't have an orange because it has membrane.
Wow.
Bananas have membrane and little seeds in it. Like, you can't have anything.
You know.
Can't have red dye. You can't have blue dye. Like, you can't eat. I ate like a toddler's menu this week.
Do you see what my day is?
Oh, yeah. She's like, I mean, what's this blue dye that you normally would eat that now you can't have?
Something.
read packages.
She's like, I was going to have a Slurpee. And now there's no way I can have that Slurpee. Or the membranes. I love fruits with membranes.
I'm glad you're having fun. You don't have to go home to her. I'm glad you're having a good time now.
I'm sorry, Alicia. No, I feel your pain. I get it. It stings. It's so funny, but it stings when you have to fast for that time.
And no milk. I had to drink black coffee. So gross. I don't know how people do that.
I mean, I think you probably could have skipped the caffeine and maybe just went back to bed. Would have been all right. She told me yesterday,
yeah.
She's like, this is how upside down the world is. She said, go to a drive-thru and eat it before you get here. That would be scorched earth if I did that normal times, Anna.
Well, she's encouraging you. So how's he been supportive of this time where you can't have membranes or blue dye?
Oh, you guys are both fantastic. All that's how supportive he's been. What you guys are doing right now, that's what's going on. That's what's going on. And, you know, I'm just hangry and I can't leave the house. Because, you know, I have to drink all this water and, you know, stuff happens. And I'm looking at all the things that he hasn't done. So he thinks he's so funny right now. Wait till he gets home.
Okay, good. So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
A C. Getting a C.
For can I stay
a
out?
So funny. How about a D?
Can I just get my McDonald's drive through and sit in the parking lot till Thursday?
Can I sleep in the car?
Thanks,
can't
Alicia.
Wait to see you.
Mm-hmm.